Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 40, Local versus Cloud AI, and where the security boundaries actually are. Alice, we spent the last two episodes on protecting data when it goes to the cloud, API keys, redaction pipelines. This episode is about skipping the cloud entirely.
It's about knowing when to skip it and when not to. Running a model locally, on your own server, in your own office or data center, means your data never leaves your network. No prompts cross the internet. No third-party processor handles your privileged communications. For the most sensitive legal work, that's the strongest possible posture. But local doesn't mean automatically secure. It means the threat surface shifts.
Shifts how?
With cloud AI, the risks are about data leaving your control. The provider might be breached, subpoenaed, or use your data in ways you didn't expect. With local AI, those risks disappear. But now you own every other risk. You're responsible for patching the model, the operating system, the GPU drivers. You're responsible for physical security of the hardware. You're responsible for controlling who can access the model endpoint on your network. And here's one people don't think about. Model provenance. When you download a model from Hugging Face or another repository, you're trusting that the file hasn't been tampered with. A compromised model could produce subtly incorrect legal analysis, or even exfiltrate data through its outputs.
Right, so it's not a simple choice. What does the practical setup look like for a firm that wants to do both?
Hybrid architecture. You route sensitive data to a local model and general tasks to the cloud. The inference gateway we built in episode 38 is the decision point. It examines each prompt, checks the data classification, and routes accordingly. Privileged communications, litigation strategy memos, anything with client PII, those go to the local model. General legal research, document formatting, analysis of publicly available information, those can go to the cloud, especially if you're applying the redaction pipeline from episode 39.
But here's the thing, local models are smaller, right? They're not as good as GPT-4 or Claude. Does that matter?
It matters a lot, and it's the honest trade-off nobody wants to talk about. A 7 billion parameter model running on a single GPU can do basic summarization and simple classification. A 14 to 35 billion parameter model on a high-end GPU can handle competent contract review and privilege screening. But for complex legal reasoning, multi-jurisdictional analysis, nuanced interpretation of case law, drafting sophisticated arguments, you need models at the 70 billion parameter level or above, and those either require multiple GPUs or cloud infrastructure. Frontier models like GPT-4 or Claude Opus are still cloud-only.
Yeah, so a firm might use a local model for privilege review, where you're mostly classifying documents as privileged or not, but still need cloud AI for the heavy legal research.
Exactly. And that's a perfectly reasonable architecture. The privilege review is the highest sensitivity task. You're handling privileged documents, and an incorrect classification has discovery consequences. The data should stay local. The legal research might involve only public information. Case law, statutes, regulatory guidance, where there's no client data in the prompt at all. That's safe for the cloud.
What about the cost side? I've heard local AI is expensive up front, but cheap to run.
The numbers are striking. A cloud server with 8 NVIDIA H100 GPUs, the kind of hardware you need for large models, costs about $98 per hour. Running the same hardware on premises costs roughly 87 cents per hour in electricity. The break-even is about 12 months of continuous use. After that, on-premises is dramatically cheaper. For a firm running AI workloads throughout the business day, every day, the economics of self-hosting become very attractive very quickly.
Right, but you need someone to manage the hardware.
You do, and that's a real cost. GPU procurement, cooling, power redundancy, monitoring, failover planning, driver updates. A solo practitioner isn't going to run a GPU server in a closet. But a mid-sized firm or a legal technology company building products for the legal market? The infrastructure cost is increasingly justifiable, especially when the alternative is sending privileged data to the cloud.
Let's talk about securing the local model itself. You mentioned network isolation. What does that actually look like?
Same principles as episode 15 on network segmentation. The local model endpoint should not be accessible from the public internet, period. Deploy it in an isolated network segment. Only your application server should be able to reach the model API. Use mutual TLS, MTLS from episode 15, so that both the client and the server prove their identity before any data flows. Rate limit queries, because the inference attacks we discussed in episode 36, model inversion, membership inference, work just as well against a local model as a cloud one. And log every single inference request with the authenticated identity of the requester.
Yeah, the model being local doesn't stop an insider from running thousands of queries to extract training data.
Not at all. Local deployment protects against external threats. Your data doesn't cross the internet, third parties can't access it. But internal threats require the same controls regardless of where the model runs. Authentication, rate limiting, anomaly detection, audit logging. Speaking of which, next episode is about audit log design, and everything we've discussed about logging inference requests feeds directly into that.
Quick question on the regulatory side. Are there situations where local AI isn't just better security, it's actually required?
Several. GDPR has strict rules about cross-border data transfers. If you process EU citizens' data through a US cloud provider, you need adequate transfer mechanisms in place. Local deployment in the EU eliminates that concern entirely. Data localization laws in jurisdictions like China, Russia, and India mandate that certain data stays within national borders. And for legal professional privilege specifically, while sending data to a cloud processor doesn't automatically waive privilege, it complicates privilege claims and adds litigation risk. If you can avoid the argument entirely by keeping the data local, that's a stronger position.
So to summarize, the recommendation isn't go local or go cloud. It's know your data, know your risks, and route accordingly.
That's exactly it. Default to cloud with redaction for general tasks where client data can be effectively stripped. Deploy a local model for privileged, high sensitivity, or regulated data that should never leave your network. Use your inference gateway to make the routing decision automatically based on data classification. Secure the local endpoint as rigorously as you'd secure any other internal service. And monitor both paths. Audit logs should capture every inference request regardless of where it went.
Next episode, we move to Module 9, Audit and Logging, starting with audit log design, the foundation for proving that all these controls actually work.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistants. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.